This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, ladies, and welcome back to Contending for the Crown. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Last Saturday, my family and I were attending a community game night in the next town over. As we were playing, we noticed this moth that, though he had plenty of fluorescent lights to keep him happy, kept trying to get to the lights on the ceiling fans. Every time he would go for the fan blades, the wind from the fan would knock him down immediately, but he kept going back. This moth reminded me of us as Christians sometimes. We know that choosing righteousness is good for us because Jesus has told us over and over, but sometimes we let temptation get the better of us and we fall for the things that will knock us down. We must learn to rule over sin. But that is not easy. It takes practice and maturation. Genesis 4, verse 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. Sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3, 4 through 6. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. It says if we abide in him, we won't keep on sinning, and we all know that we won't have the desire to sin, because we will want to serve him. But we will still struggle with temptation. Matthew chapter 18, verses 7 through 9. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptations come. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. We will all struggle with different sins. We can help our brothers and sisters who are struggling, and they can help us when we are struggling. James chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Prayer is a beautiful thing God has given us. And I think sometimes we as Christians are afraid to ask for prayers from our fellow Christians. Maybe we think our problems are smaller than others, or we may be embarrassed by what we need prayed for. I would suggest finding a trusted friend and ask for the prayers anyway. If we are striving each and every day as Christians to walk in the light, Jesus' blood will continually cleanse us. We aren't perfect, so what a wonderful, blessed reassurance that is. 1 John 1, 7 through 9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's remember this little moth and don't desire the things that will knock us down as Christians. Instead, let us strive to resist temptation and build up our fellow Christians. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you have enjoyed the lesson. Until next time, remember to always and in every way be contending for the crown.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.